Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable. I can't hear anything.
I can't hear anything either.
That's awesome. Okay, dude, you can't make this up. Morgan tells us you can't talk about headphones and microphones for the first 10
minutes.
But
I can't hear anything.
It's literally going to take 10 minutes.
How about now? What in the world? But people don't like this. Oh, I heard that, but I heard it through the board. I heard it through those headphones.
I know. Dude, this is literally going to take 10 minutes. You can't make this stuff up.
Nah, so maybe we should stop the pod.
We should stop it.
No, we shouldn't. Absolutely not. This is, I don't understand.
Hold on.
This is so annoying.
I mean, somebody comes in here and hits some button. Yo, yo.
Check. Nope. Check out my melody. I mean, there's no way this happens in UConn's locker room. I bet you everything works in their locker room.
I mean, those are all our headphones.
Yeah. I mean, while we're on it, dude, we might as well,
we should just go without headphones.
No, because I got to hear the clips.
But you don't have to hear them. I can just see them.
Yeah, but I don't know when they're going.
I've listened to other podcasts. Not going to name their names. I don't want to give them free pub. Caller Daddy.
Okay.
It wasn't that one.
Well, it's still, you still gave props and credit and...
Other podcasts give us props and credit.
Not a single other podcast mentions us.
But...
Four Things with Amy Brown. Do you think she gives us shout-outs?
Hey, they've done it where they do it blind and they'll not be recording and they'll do a whole episode and have to do it again.
Oh, I know someone like that. Four Things with Amy Brown.
Yep. But that wasn't the one I was talking about.
Oh. I mean, I don't care. If we don't have headphones, I guess we don't have headphones.
I'm telling you, it's so jacked up. At least it's recording in, but I can't hear a thing. But it does play in these headphones. Listen to this.
Yeah, try it again.
Truckers.
Or it plays
in these headphones.
Put those headphones on and see if you hear it.
Folks, you can hear these.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I will say that yesterday was my dad's birthday. Happy birthday to my dad. FaceTimed him with the kids, celebrated, sang happy birthday twice to him. And we rambled on and on for about an hour talking to him and Granny. And he was like, you know what birthday it is? You know which birthday it is?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what birthday, Dad? And he's like, you know how old I am? It's the best birthday ever. I'm like, okay, all right.
You're talking like you're drunk, though. Was he drunk?
No, but do you know what birthday he is by just going?
69.
There you go. He was real excited about that. I was like, okay, we're done talking about that. This is awkward.
You think you'll make it to 69?
I hope.
Ray, that's why I'm eating healthy.
Well, I mean, I don't like thinking about that crap, so let's hope.
Ray, that's rather morbid.
No, it's not morbid.
It's your mortality, dude.
I understand. That's why I don't like thinking about it.
That's why you don't want to sit. You don't want to live in the country. Because you sit on the patio after a couple of years.
And that's all you think about?
Bro, you start thinking of your mortality.
Because there's nothing else to think about out there.
And then you're like, why is that guy driving in my yard? But apparently there's a mailbox near our property, and people can't stop in the middle of the road, so they'll pull into our yard to get their mail if they live in this other subdivision.
So you don't have individual mailboxes? You have
We do, but we have a big property. We have a spread of almost 3 acres. I can see the people across the way. I mean, should I put my foot down? Hey, guys, hey, I don't want to be a landowner or anything, but I'd appreciate you not driving into my property.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. I mean, geez. But,
dude, this is so bad. How can we not get the headphones?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's so bad that there's no way I can figure it out.
Because you think so?
It's usually aux or odd, and it's not that. It's this thing or this one. It's the same thing we had that one day, and they had to come in here and tear the ass out of it. I'm telling you, I can look at this board and know immediately. All of ours are good. Boom. Program aux. This. Program aux. We can randomly hear in those headphones. Yo-yo. Yo-yo, check out
my melody. There's nothing. I got excited for a minute. What about the button on the other side of that green button?
Yeah, man. It's this one button right here.
Oh, there you go.
Yo-yo.
No.
Yeah. Check out my melody. I want to live good or shit. I sell dope doing...
Anyway, let's just get started, dude.
We can almost just do it without headphones, because it's kind of throwing me off.
Yeah, all right, I'll do it without headphones. Just do. You got to hit that.
Yeah, Ray, without rubbers.
I mean, it's a bad idea going out with protection not in your pocket. You know what I mean? Like,
we're going rubberless.
This is dangerous. This is how accidents happen. Like, it can never happen to me, but then you go out and you're like, oh, you know, what are the odds? Well, the odds are pretty good if you try it, but. Here we go.
Well, somebody jacked with this. Either it was the dog whisper lady or Carolyn Hobby.
Like my old roommate, I can't believe that he ended up.
Forrest.
No, he ended up getting a girl pregnant. But, I mean, he did. He was like, I mean, he'd get drunk and he wouldn't care. And, I mean, weekend after weekend, he would not use the glove. And then... He's like, man, I don't know, man. I'm like, dude, you got to stop. And then it caught him.
Wow.
But he was dating her, the new girl that he did. It was like a thing with my roommates. My roommate in college, he got a girl pregnant, and he told me, sometimes I use the method where you just, pull out real quick.
Pull and pray.
I'm like, yeah, that's it. And I'm like, no, that doesn't work. And so he got her pregnant.
That doesn't work, buddy.
Yeah, so then I had another roommate that I was just talking about. He got a girl pregnant. And then the next roommate moved in, and he got a girl pregnant. It was like 3 in a row.
Yeah, you guys need to learn a thing called a Jimmy.
No, it's called abstinence.
Yeah, that too.
All right, you're going to hit it or what?
I don't know. I can't hear anything.
But we got to hit it.
Maybe too loud. I can tell it's playing.
All right, that's good.
I can hear it in these headphones.
I know. Well, put those headphones on.
No, they suck. They cut in and out. Do I want a headphone that cuts in and out, or do I want to not be able to hear?
You're right. Let's go. Let's just hit it.
Thank God we didn't have a guest today.
Oh, we're having guests on Monday, so they better figure this out.
Who? Your family?
No.
Because that's usually all we book.
No, I got two guests coming in.
And I've thought about it, dude. On this YouTube, I'm just going to start having ex-scorn women in your life come on the YouTube.
That was good. Good. I'm impressed. I thought it was going to be no views. People actually watched it, so I apologize.
All right, we're going to do it live. Arnold, you over here?
Yeah, sorry. I stuck my peener in the headphone jack.
What the f*** you doing, man? No wonder it's all screwed up.
Sorry, guys. Me and Abby and a couple beers.
Yeah, don't party in the studio. Don't party in the studio. Lunch gets on to us for that.
No, yep. It's just stupid. I don't understand it.
I did it the other day with Justin and Lauren. It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Dude, we were here for 30 minutes. It was the best time ever.
It's so dumb. I don't understand.
Workplace partying. All right, we're going to do it live. Arnold, come over here.
Yeah, sorry about the headphones.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. We do have a white picket fence, a house in the country. There's farmland, ranch land, a lot of it. And I live so much in the country that Justin won't even come and visit me anymore. Just getting into the show now, he told me, he said, I'm not coming up there anymore. So now I have to, if we're going to play golf, I have to go to West Nashville.
I did play golf yesterday.
Whoa, music bed. Don't know if it's playing or not.
And I got a glimpse into what maybe our future is, maybe you and Justin's future, but it was like, wow, this is the future of a friendship or relationship that lasts so long.
So this is a good story.
Yeah, I got paired up. Well, I show up. I just walked up because I didn't know if I was going to be able to play. So I just walked up. I'm like, hey, any chance you can fit a single in? He's like, oh, man, I got tee times booked the rest of the afternoon. But, Phil and Bill, I mean, if they haven't gone yet, you can pair up with them. And he goes out there, Bill, hey, this one's going to pair up with you. And I walk up and they're like, oh, how's it going? Nice to meet you. And I'm great. Great to meet you. I'm celebrating my dad's birthday.
But he's not here. What the? Oh, he's celebrating.
No, I didn't. I was telling them.
if somebody, a single, told me they're celebrating a birthday, loser.
They're like, oh, is your dad going to play with us? Like, nah, he lives in Texas, man. I'm just celebrating his birthday by being outside and playing golf.
Nice.
And so these two guys know each other, and Phil and Bill, they're like, I mean, chatting it up, and they're nice, friendly. About the fourth hole, they start talking trash to each other. Phil's like, Bill, there ain't no damn way you're going to make that shot. There ain't no way you're going to make that damn shot, Bill. And Bill drains it.
Were they playing for skins or what was it?
They're playing money. Yeah. They're in a tournament, and they play a couple times a week, and they play money games at different courses, and they usually book three tee times, and they didn't get in the three tee times, so they were on their own, and they just had to be honest about their score.
Highly illegal, though, the betting.
Yeah, I understand. And Bill looks at me and goes, you think Phil gets in my head when he tells me I'm not going to miss a shot? I mean, I met him in 87. I haven't listened to a word he said since 92. And I'm like,
dude, it went back since 80s, 90s? That's 40 years.
That's what I'm saying. And I felt like, oh, my God, this is the future of what life is going to be like if we are still doing this podcast in 30 to 40 years.
Playing at the local shitty Muni.
And they were so funny the way they would talk to each other. I mean, one would hit a good shot and he'd be like, not that good. Like, he'd be like, you could have hit it farther. You know, like, nothing nice to each other. And it was all in good fun. But
like, I banged your wife.
No.
Did you try and join in?
No.
Hey, I had sex with Martha last night.
No.
Coach, then they turn on you.
Yeah, Phil and Bill get a little upset. I don't want to upset Phil and Bill.
He's about to drive. I banged your wife last night.
What? Bill gets out of the cart.
You crossed the line,
Phil sonny, grabs his wedge and starts knocking me out. No, we didn't do any of that.
Come here, you millennial motherfucker. I ought to just hit you over the head, you son of a bitch.
No, then Bill tells me, he goes, Bill's always like, man, he goes, Bill goes, Phil's always bragging about how many fairways he hits. Oh, I hit 8 fairways. He goes, but you know what he doesn't at? He doesn't brag about how many green and regulations he hits.
G-I-R.
He goes, he can say, oh, I hit 8 fairways. How many gurs you get? 2. Thank you. Great. So then we're on the 10th tee.
Are you playing money with him?
No. Because they're in a pool. They're in a, like, the tee times after us, there's like 3 or 4 of them. Those are the guys they're playing for money. So they keep score, then they go in the clubhouse and they divvy up their money.
And at some point, we got to go to a country club and pay 10 grand a year. Because, I mean,
we do.
You just going to a course and hoping for a tee time, we don't have to deal with that if we can afford a country
club. Here's the problem with a country club. You fork out $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to join, you never get just to join. Then you have to pay per month.
I don't know. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. But I feel like they always get the tee times they want.
Well, probably, because you're paying $50,000 for a tee time.
I went to this course one time with Bones. Bro, there was no tee times. They said, we'll make sure you get on. You just show up, and they get you on.
Oh, that's sort of like the local Muni when I call them.
No,
like, hey.
No, not
I'm
the
like,
same
hey,
thing.
I got a single. Can I get a tee time for 1 o'clock? Oh, we don't put singles on the tee sheet. You can just come out, and we'll try to get you in. Well, why would you not put me on the T sheet? If I called and requested it, now you are down to 3 spots available for that tee time. It's that simple. Not putting a single on the tee sheet is stupid, because then I am forced to play Russian roulette and hope I'm going to get out there and play when I just show up at the course.
Right. Well, and there should be 12-minute windows, and sometimes they can kind of fudge those a little bit and squeeze you in.
Right. But I'm saying, to say you don't put a single on the tee sheet, so if I call the day before and I'm like, hey, I want to play at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Sorry, we don't put singles on the tee sheet. Cool. Then I show up to play at 1 o'clock, and they're like, ah, yeah, you're going to have to wait until 1:45. Well, why? I called yesterday and said I want to get on at 1.
That's the muni life.
I mean, it's so frustrating.
What about your thing, though, you do? You say you have a friend, and then you show up. Like, he canceled last second, man.
I should do that more. I always say 2, and then, oh, man, he's not going to make it. Okay, cool, you're
a... We got, me and Justin got a little hookup. A member passed, and so we got his name.
Oh.
So we can use his name.
Rest in peace, man.
No, he didn't. He just doesn't go anymore.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
My bad. But anyway, back to Phil and Bill.
Oh,
Phil and Bill.
Phil and Bill. Oh my gosh.
So we're on number 10, right? And I'm like, oh, so how'd you guys meet? And Phil looks at me and goes, dorms, 87.
Oh, my Vanderbilt?
No. Tennessee.
The Vols?
Yeah.
Did you get any inside information on the game tonight?
I did not get any inside information, but they are big fans of the Vols, think they're going all the way.
That's inside information. Thank you.
Yeah. But they did look at me and they said, yeah. Phil goes, I came down the stairs and I saw them over there playing ping pong. And I was like, I can whoop their ass at ping pong. And he said, I walked up to the table and said, I got next. And I was like, really? So how'd you do, Phil? He goes, oh, Bill was the best ping pong player. He smoked me. He goes, but that's where it started, is at the ping pong table in the dorms.
You good at ping pong?
I used to play with my brother. He used to beat me because he was older, but now I whoop his ass.
Really?
Yeah. You know who's really good at ping pong? Garrett.
The grocery store guy?
Yeah.
What does he do? Play in the aisles with...
No, they play over the aisle.
He does cake batter mix, puts it up, and then gets a beer pong thing from one of the aisles?
100%. He's really good.
It's actually pretty competitive when it's me, Boomer, Muffy, and my mom.
Okay.
No. Boomer, me, my mom, and Baser. That's really competitive.
It can't be that competitive.
Yeah, it is, because me and Boomer are about even, and my mom and Baser are about
even.
Okay,
so you play doubles.
Yeah, we play doubles.
Got it. Okay.
Dude, it's awesome. We went forever at the condo.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's a good time. Yeah, I mean, Garrett, I mean, the drunken nights at his house, he has a ping pong table in the garage, and he'd back his old Camaro out and set up the ping pong table, play till 3 or 4 in the morning.
We had a ping pong table at Metropolitan. Billy brought it in. Guess how many times we played our senior year of college?
2.
0.
Oh.
We played 1,000 games of beer pong, though.
Okay.
We never once played ping pong.
So he got his money's worth. We used to play ping pong when we'd go visit my mom's parents, my grandma and grandpa on my mom's side, in Chicago. They had a ping pong table in the basement.
Such an easy thing to have.
Oh, my gosh. We would play for hours down there. That was the only time we never played ping pong except for when we went to go visit them. And of course, my brother's 2 years older than me, maybe 2.5 years older than me. I don't know exactly how you do the math. So he was obviously better than me. So I'd sit down there and play him. And he'd beat me. I'd be like, one more game.
Of course.
Play him again. He beat me. I'd be like, just one more.
One more game of Connect Four.
Just one more.
One more.
Just one more. And we would play forever. It was so freaking fun.
This is going to blow you. So get on your knees. They now make little things that just attach to any table for ping pong.
Well, you need a ping pong table. You need the proper bounces.
Nah, you can just do a kitchen table. Dude,
we did it
at my grandma's place. It was me and Boomer just smacking it over Christmas on her fine china table.
Okay, now that might be fun. It's a not legal regulation size.
It sucks when it goes to the end because they're rounded.
Yeah.
And so it'll just fall off.
So back to Phil and Bill. We're on the course, right?
Part 5.
Dude, and then they start talking about, oh, dude, you know what we used to do for hours? He goes, RBI baseball. And they started breaking down which team they would play with, and they started doing the sound effects.
Stratomatic.
And I was like, this is exactly what we did, but I was 8 years old, and they were in college.
Did they think you were older?
No, they were just telling me, like, their life. I was asking how they met,
got
and
it.
I got the lay of the land.
Got it. I need to ask. When I got paired with an old guy, I didn't really ask him much about his life. I need to ask the older generations.
You have to ask because sometimes...
What's your sex life like?
I don't ask that.
You still thumping it?
And one guy, Phil, was the project coordinator of a car wash. Like, he oversaw remodels. The company he worked for remodels car washes.
And he can't do a country club?
No, I don't think he's country club type of guy.
Right,
I
mean, not as lucrative as you'd think the car wash industry.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it was a blast. Usually you get paired up with some weirdos.
Are they drinking a little bit?
No.
Yes, Ray, 2 Miller High Lifes.
No, they weren't drinking, but they were super friendly, and they had closest to the pin contest in their group, so they had the little marker they put on the green, even though it wasn't an official tournament. They measured where their ball would land, write it down. It was fantastic.
Wait, but because they were part of the tournament, though.
But it wasn't an official tournament with the course. They brought their own little mark. You know how you mark the green?
For just them.
For just them.
They were great.
And on 17, they were like, hey, man, maybe you want to play in our tournament sometime. I'll get your number.
Thank you. Finally, some progression in the game of golf. You can't just go there every time, play 18 holes by yourself, and then go home to your family.
And I tell them, oh, I'm good, man.
What the?
I said... Because here's the deal.
Sorry, generational friendships.
I would have to...
You think they'll pass?
Be available at certain days, and it's hard to know in advance if I can make the tournament. Usually it's a last-minute thing when I want to go play golf.
Right.
So that was my afternoon with Phil and Bill.
That was great.
Dude, they were fantastic.
You couldn't have got paired with a better duo.
I agree with you.
Because usually it's the kid that's been smoking dope and he's in summer break from Vanderbilt.
100%. It was great. Phil and Bill, if you're listening out there, but I'll be honest, they didn't ask me one question about me.
Sometimes that happens. You just got to roll with it.
Yeah.
I would prefer it. What do you want to talk about?
No. But I'm saying.
Oh, let me talk about my job while I'm not at my job. That's my favorite thing to do.
I didn't want to talk about my job, but it was just interesting that we chatted about them and how they met in the dorms and
how... What did I tell you? Billy.
Hey.
Billy, strict rule, never talk about work outside of work.
Bill was from Nashville, okay?
They were playing at the Nashville course.
Phil was from Memphis.
Whoa. That may have been loud, don't know.
After college, Phil was driving through Nashville to visit Bill, and then he was headed back to Memphis.
Are they gay? I don't even mean that.
No.
But, I mean, they have spent a lot of time together.
They were best friends. They met in the dorm.
Right, but you said they followed each other for 30 years. They're driving cities to see each other.
No, he was leaving Knoxville. I guess it's you go this way. I don't know how you get to Memphis from Knoxville if this is the way.
It's the same road.
So they just he drove through, and he stopped to visit Bill in Nashville, and he never left. Never went back to Memphis. He started bartending. He was like, oh, I'll do this for a little bit. And he said he never bartended in his life. Just studied a book and made up that worked at a bar in Knoxville that it went out of business. So he just wrote the name down because it was one of the popular bars. And so it's like, oh, you worked at that bar? You're hired.
Smart. Yeah. As a reference, name a place that went bankrupt.
That's exactly what he said. He goes, they couldn't call. Freaking awesome, dude.
For references, I always give our boss Rod. Dude, he's had the most random people call him. He's had loan companies call him. He's had apartment places call him. Who else are you supposed to give as a reference? I'm like, hey, dude.
Someone you know?
Hey, Rod, heads up, dude. They maybe called you for this house loan. Dude, who am I supposed to put?
Dude, to sign up to be a Little League coach, because I was going to coach T-ball, right?
Who'd you put, me?
I don't know who I put. And they were like, I don't know if they even called him. And then I had to take a cardiac training, concussion training, all sorts of trainings. Like, dang, dude, it's like harder than getting into college.
Dude, when we were trying to do jobs in college, we'd reference our buddies. And so your boy would be in the other room answering. Oh, yes. He's very studious. He's always always the first one to get up in the morning. He's great at cleaning the beer cans.
I mean, his resume is spotless.
They're like, how do you know when he gets up in the morning? I'm like, you dumbass. You're supposed to act like you're a boss.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break, and I guess we'll talk some March Madness. I mean, geez, last night was fun. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here.
You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybun, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, UConn is...
I saw one of the games.
Which one?
The Clemson. I bet the first half and then went to bed.
What a game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know
who Clemson is.
Exactly. I don't know who they are.
Dabo Sweeney.
I just know that my mom has Clemson in Elite Eight.
Because they're Catholic?
No, she just is against Arizona. I don't know what she has against Arizona, but she was like, no, Arizona, no. And so she has Clemson. So my wife has Alabama and Illinois Elite Eight. This is how stupid it is. These people have not watched 1 minute, maybe 10 minutes of college basketball. My mom has not watched college basketball in 3 years. Let's go to the bracket standings, Ray. Kristen, Justin's sister, first place. Third place, second place. Gina, Buddy's girlfriend.
Also pronounced Gina.
Doesn't watch basketball. Third place, my wife, doesn't watch basketball. Fifth place, Granny, doesn't watch basketball.
What are you? Ray, fill the blank with something.
23rd.
Man, you got a big family.
Out of 25. No, it's family and friends, man.
Oh.
But I have Houston winning it all. I have Tennessee in the Final Four. So I can make up some points, but I don't know if I'm going to make up enough.
Yeah, the women are going to win. I did win my family one last year, though. We were in the mountains, and I won it. But we tried to do it again this year. Mom and Dad didn't sign up. Boomer did, me and Baser, so there's three of us. Maria didn't even sign up.
It sounds like Justin's pool.
Justin, you, me, and Justin. Yep. Awesome, dude.
I haven't even checked it. Am I winning?
I don't know, dude.
I haven't even paid.
I paid. I don't even know how to click on the app. I don't even know how to do it.
So anyway, some good games last night, dude.
I woke up to it. I was shocked North Carolina lost. I've got to be real.
Dude.
Because I just told Boss the other day, I said, it's either going to be North Carolina or Houston.
Literally yesterday, you were like, it's going to be North Carolina or Houston. That's where you put your money.
Or I said, maybe we bet UConn. And then you said, they can't win 2 years in a row. We've narrowed it down to three teams.
No.
But not anymore.
Here we go.
Not anymore.
I didn't have anything to do with this North Carolina pick.
I liked North Carolina because what I saw from them in Michigan State.
The game was fantastic. It was entertaining, up and down.
Close the whole time?
Close. I mean, North Carolina got up by 8 at halftime, and then they came out ice cold.
So that's what it was.
In the second half. I felt like they missed their first 20 shots. It was just brick, 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 brick,
and at
brick,
some point,
brick, brick.
As a coach, do you just go in the locker room and do they just sit there and they're, you know, whacking it? Like, maybe they do some run, some drip. Maybe you run. You got to stay into it. Did you not see that clip where, what was it, LeBron, Kobe, Gary Payton, Chris Paul said to a bench player, hey, man, before you get in the game, dude, run in the sideline. He said, as a bench player, that's the downside. You don't have time to warm up. So maybe these guys are just going in at halftime and they're just, what are they doing? Taking a shower? 7 minutes in heaven?
Ice cold shower.
I mean, dude, you got to start doing something. Do push-ups, brain exercises, Scrabble, something.
Yeah, entertaining game. And then the Arizona-Clemson game, entertaining.
Arizona-Clemson. I ended up watching a lot of that one.
Arizona.
Clemson, first half money line, plus 180, money. Whenever you're a better and an easy bet happens, bro, I'm in the garage. I had the little iPad going. I'm still working on the golf bag holder. It's
okay,
day
still,
five.
Okay.
So
your father-in-law didn't put it together?
No, half built.
Hey, is Baser back yet?
No, she'll be back in a day.
Okay.
So it's almost there. I need to get it built before she gets here. Honestly, it's going to be a joke.
Dude.
She did hit me and she goes, it's looking really beautiful. But that's her saying my dad would have put it together in a day.
Yeah, and Arizona, I mean, they went like 4 of 30 from three.
That's pretty bad. You need to be about 40% is good.
Like, hey, man, at some point, maybe go to the hoop. Like, we just going to keep going? Just going to keep shooting them?
And I had this deep thought last night. Maybe,
deep thought. I like
that.
Yeah,
maybe you don't have deep thoughts when you watch the game.
I thought
but
you were
going to
say a deep throat.
Some of these guys just do this cute, man. It's all cute. In between the legs, behind the back, it's cute. You're working it around. Remember, the objective in UFC is to punch the guy out. You're not trying to dance around. The objective in basketball is to put the basketball into the hoop, not dance around. What if these guys just every time just drove right to the basket? Remember, you're supposed to put the ball in the hoop. Who says you got to take jump shots? What if every time you just said, this ball is getting next to the hoop? What if you did that?
You put the pressure on the defense, I feel like, caused them to foul, 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 because they call fouls on everything. So if you drive to the hoop enough, you're going to get people in foul trouble. But no, we set over these step back, two people on us, threes. I mean, it was brick city by Arizona, but entertaining game.
And as a coach, I mean, if you see a low quality shot and they make it, I mean, they're pissed at that.
Have to be.
Because, yeah, even though they made it, you're like, what the fuck was that, dude?
Like,
I want
high thinking?
Quality. You know, fading away. You want going straight up. Sure, don't pass up an open shot, but dude, some of these guys' shots they're taking.
Oh, end of the game, RJ, I think his name's RJ Davis, the point guard for North Carolina.
I got to give us credit. We haven't learned a player's name all year.
They didn't, I mean, he just drove the ball, threw up some circus ass shot. How about move the ball around, come
right
off some screens, instead of trying to go one on one? Move the ball. People, move, run your offense. Don't just try to clear out and you try to take someone on and throw some willy-nilly, woo, like looping so bad, bad shots.
Alabama guard was Finn DeCook, I heard.
Oh, Sears is so good. He cooks.
Sears, and then the guy for Houston is Sneed.
Sneed.
A lot of
from
S.
Maynard, Texas. Yeah. Shout out.
So I'm starting to think this Houston team.
I'm interested. I cannot wait to watch Illinois versus Connecticut.
You have something. You're horny for Illinois.
Dude, Terrence Shannon.
Sham God.
Is awesome. He is athletic. He can shoot. Gets to the hoop. He ain't scared to play some defense. I'm telling you, they said that they are the two most efficient offenses in the NCAA, or two highest scoring teams in the NCAA. So that's going to be great because they're going to be up and down that court. It's going to be fantastic to watch. But I just want someone to be competitive with UConn. They're amazing.
Yeah, and their odds right now, they're basically even money. Vegas already says, whatever, there's 12 teams left, UConn's a favorite. And they have to win three more games, even money. I mean, that's not even worth it. That's not a future right now because we're in the future. So you should have bet UConn at the beginning of the season, 8 times your money. Now it's same, double.
I mean, but it's fun. It's fun to watch. Yeah. I mean, they...
That Spencer guy is a bigger part of their offense.
Oh, I can tell you, the big white guy clinging.
You said he missed all kinds.
God, he was missing every. when someone bets UConn minus six first half, and this dude misses six layups in the first half, and it's a six-point game with a minute to go, and stupid whoever they're playing, San Diego State, has the ball. Yes, I was very upset with Klingon.
And you realize that's a lot different than a guy missing a three-pointer and a guy missing a bunny.
And when he's 7'2", all he has to do is just like, I mean, he missed over and over. And I mean, it was like, oh my God, dude.
So the comparison would be, well, a big dude missing a bunny where he's 2 feet from the basket would be a guard shooting a three and not only bricking it, but almost hitting the top of the backboard.
No, it's like you missing the trash can when you're standing next to it.
Yes.
That's what it is. I mean, he's standing right there. There's no one that can reach him. And he, bleh, bleh, bleh. Oh, my God, dude. They
I can't
got
wait
so
to-
many offensive rebounds, and they couldn't do it. But then with about 20 seconds left to go in the first half, the dude drained a three, covers that first half minus six.
For the, you were betting first half?
Yeah, UConn.
Wow. That's not like you to bet a first half.
No. I just... UConn's really good.
Okay.
If you look at every game.
But then they ended up blowing the game
out.
Well,
I mean, then I
so
should.
You're like Bob Menery. He bets a five-inning baseball game where he picked the right team, but they lost the first five, but they won the whole game. And I go, Bob, when he came in here, I go, dude, why do you bet just five innings? He goes, I have ADD. I can't watch the whole game. What the fuck?
I thought, man, okay, what if they get out early and then they just chill? They just chill. But they didn't chill.
But these teams were cold, though. I saw it in the Clemson-Arizona game. It was brick city for about 4 minutes starting that game off.
Nerves, man.
Dude, Arizona. Well, they're out now, but they were so cold. That's what basketball is a weird beast because baseball, typically if you have a fastball, you have a fastball. Football, you have a fast receiver, you have a fast receiver. Basketball, if you have a cold hand, you ain't winning the game.
You can go cold one game. That's it.
And it's contagious. A whole team can get
cold. Or another team gets hot. One guy just gets hot, and it's like, well.
And it's exacerbated now because teams don't play defense.
Okay, big word.
Yeah. It's amplified now.
Thank you.
Without defense, dude, if a team's hot, they'll win by 30. And we see that in the NBA every night.
And I can't wait. Tonight.
And then also, somebody came out in the media and said, yeah, they don't play defense nowadays.
They do.
Was it Kobe? Or,
rest in peace. I don't think it was Kobe, man. I'm just going to go out on a limb. And I'm going to say it wasn't Kobe.
Somebody said they don't play defense anymore. Maybe Kevin Durant or Kevin Garnett, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm bad with the facts. But, dude, that's so right. And then next thing you know, teams are playing defense. The Warriors and Magic were under 100 the other night. It was like 101-99. I'm like, that's a back-in-the-day score.
Huh. I wonder why I went backwards.
Because somebody came out in the media and said these guys don't play defense.
Let's check out. I'm going to check out what time the games are on Saturday.
Well, tonight, the Vols play, I think, at midnight. I can honestly say I don't even know if I'll be awake for my team's game.
Really?
Yeah, it just throws off my whole weekend, dude. I'm programmed to go to bed 8, 9 o'clock. I'm getting exhausted. Laura Baser, always, she'll go, did you not take a nap today? Yeah, you're right. I didn't take a nap. Every weekend.
I got a problem.
That's the dirty underbelly of this job.
UConn, Illinois play at 5 o'clock on Saturday.
You need to take another break.
I'm not going to be able to watch the game. Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I forgot.
Another birthday party?
No, there's a birthday party Saturday afternoon.
The Rising of the Lord.
No, this is Saturday. I forgot.
About to rise.
The Nashville SC game is on Saturday night, and they don't play till 7:30. But my wife thought it'd be a good idea to get a babysitter and for us to go with another couple. And she told the other couple, hey, maybe we should go to dinner beforehand. So we're going to dinner at 5:30.
That's fun, though.
Illinois-UConn is playing.
Right, but also, dude, you can watch on your phone. I have YouTube TV on my phone.
Bro, you think I'm going to be sitting at the dinner table just going, huh, what's your name? Jeremy. Oh, hi, Jeremy. All right, cool.
Oh, Jerry.
I don't know if Jeremy... Why, like sports.
Hey, you need to check ahead of time if the restaurant has TVs, because it has been bad luck for me. I go to Putt-Whack or Putt Shack in Nashville.
They don't have TVs?
They have TVs, but it's programmed to some kid. It's like anime. Bro, I couldn't watch games the entire day I was at that thing. We were on hole 12, dude. I was racing to hole 18. Yup, pick up your ball. Let's go. Good shot, Bazer.
Oh, that's a gimme.
It's 10 feet out.
Hey, it's in the middle of the fairway. That's a par, man. And that's the one thing I don't like about getting paired up with strangers is, like, let's say you get it within 5 feet. They just hit it back to you like, oh, that's good. And I'm like, no. I like to putt every ball into the hole because I only get to do it 18 times that I paid my money for. Why would I just do all that work and then not finish what I started? That's like, you know, getting a girl ready and then I'm walking away.
Right, that makes them want more.
And I'm like, no, I want to put the ball in the hole.
Yeah, we understand that because I went to grab your ball with my putter and throw it up to you. You go, no, Ray, put it back. Okay, take your putt.
And here's an email.
It speeds up the game.
President Morgan with some absolutely brutal takes. Keep the behind the scenes. More lifestyle, less sports. Gabriel Thomas.
Yeah, that's why we shouldn't have talked basketball.
Well, we had to. What is that noise?
That's our email. What are you drunk?
Oh, I can't, dude. I can't hear it.
Oh, I can. Sorry.
I'm like, I couldn't tell what the noise was.
Yeah, it's email, dude.
Jeez.
I can hear it on these side headphones.
I'm like, what is that? Here's Arnold Bailey.
Wait, is this Arnold? That's the Arnold. Coach, have you been drinking?
No.
Your, like, reaction times are delayed.
Sorry, dude.
Without headphones?
I should. It is. It feels weird.
You act like we're not even doing the podcast.
I it's hard for me when I'm on this.
Hey, at our final break, we're not going to talk.
Shut up. Hey, here's an email from Ryan. That was the end of the email. He didn't write anything.
There was no body?
No body. It just says, from Ryan. RyanMCA@blank.com just wrote name Ryan. Cool. Dude, thanks for the email, man.
I'm probably going to get let go one of these days. I never do a body. I'll email Steve, Rod. I'll email him just a subject. I type the whole message in the subject.
In the subject?
Yeah. Dude, how rude is that? I do it to everybody.
I'm going to be honest. When I had to write a real email,
you have your wife do it.
I have my wife do it. Because I have no idea how to email. I'm not, etiquette-wise, I've never had a real job where you had to, like, write real emails.
Right.
So I have no idea what I'm doing. So I just tell my wife, hey, this is what I'm trying to say. Like, kind of, can you write that in that terms? Because I'm always very just blunt to the point, like, that doesn't sound good. And she's like, no, you got to be like, oh, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? That's a good idea, but I was thinking more something like this. I'm like, oh, I'd have just said, that's not good.
And let's be real. Every cubicle job where the people are great at emails, guys, they have time. They have 20 minutes to craft an email. I'm sure you and me could do a nice paragraph email to a bar. Hey, we'd love to have the convention at your bar. If we had 20 minutes in a cubicle, but we don't have cubicles here. Here it's fast, frenzied. Get your ass in, get out. Oh, have a great day. See you Monday. That's what it is. It's a completely different workspace.
Yeah. Okay. And now I got another email. Yo, coachers, I'm at the bar right now. I didn't know I got canceled from the pod. Just wanted to update you guys. Right now I'm sitting next to Trucker and he's a G. Also pissed off the Swifties won the Super Bowl. Sorry, batter's box. Hopefully Swift goes for Ohtani for baseball season so football can go back to regular people of the world. Thanks, guys. Keep it real. Marco from the Bronx.
Yeah, we need to pick that home run leader. Ohtani's 9 times your money.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Judge is the favorite. He didn't get any day one.
Dude, Trout, hey.
Trout did.
Let me tell you, Trout, first hit. Boom, home run. That is what you get for sticking by your guy.
And, guys, if you're trying to find Beat the Streak, apparently it's not the Play app anymore. You just have to download the MLB app, and then that's where you try and find it. You pick a hitter every day. You get 57 in a row. You win $5.6 million.
You're never going to get it, but good luck. And
I've gotten in the 30s before.
Great. I've gotten it to 4 before.
Right, but imagine being in the 30s, dude, and if you pick 2 a day, I'm 10 days away from $5.6 million. Yeah, I mean, you don't understand that, dude. That's
generational wealth. No, I understand. I do understand.
But it's a pretty attainable thing in my eyes with my math and the numbers that I run where I can pick a hitter every day.
Yes, it's – you think in your mind it is. That's why it's never been done. That's why this thing has been going for how many years and there's never been a single winner.
But there hasn't. There's been people in the 50s, and I think they went in a dark place after they lost it.
Hell yes.
But I'll never forget. You'll never forget the times Boomer is in Chicago, and he goes, "Unt the way, I'm going to pick Tim Anderson." Me and Boomer were at maybe 16. Tim Anderson goes 0-6. And he saw it in person. Dude,
hey.
You'll never forget those moments. Well, a first half bet, you forget that crap. I'm telling you, Beat the Streak is more meaningful than any of the betting we're doing. Any of it. Because something about a streak. That's why it's the specialest thing there is. It's why the Oakland A's the one year they got 17 in a row. Special. When you go on a streak, there's nothing like it. And that's why it's a beautiful game.
I mean, Mo in Tampa's on a streak. He went to the Rays game. He hadn't missed an opener in how many days? How many years? 12 years he's been to opening day at Tampa Bay. And they lost. Way to go, Mo.
Good job, Mo. I'll never forget my two streaks. Betting, I won 14 in a row. And I lost it on I got greedy, and I did a second half. Oh, LeBron James will come back, and they lost. So I got 14 bets in a row, and then one time I got 23 in a row. A lot of it was tennis. 23.
How the hell do you bet tennis? You just bet the favorite? Or what? I don't know anything. I've never bet a tennis match, so I don't know. Do you bet who's going to win? Do you bet who's going to win the set?
You can bet over-under games.
Okay, so you can say it's going to be over 7 games, so that'd be over 6-1, right? Someone's going to win a point.
Right, well, you would be for the whole set, so it would be 21. So if you get two sets to go 7-6, 7-6, it doesn't even matter if the other guy wins a set.
Oh.
Stuff like that. You can bet games, but if you pick a favorite, I mean, don't do that. 1 year, pick Serena. I was on the golf course with brother. Serena bet $3,000 on Serena.
Oh my.
All she had to do was win, and I was trying to win $100.
No.
On the golf course.
No. You bet $3,000 to win 100?
Yeah. And brother, we're on the golf course, and back then I didn't have a good bag, so I didn't take my phone on the course. And I said, hey, brother, pull up Serena. I want to see that score. Thinking it's a lock.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, brother, a girl named Pocket is winning 7-6, and she just won the next one, 7-6. I'm like, what? You're telling me Serena lost? Bro, I'm on the course gutted. I had brother check his phone. I go, brother, are you serious right now? Like, do you have Wi-Fi properly on your phone? That can't be right. That you're telling me Serena just played right now and she just lost.
So you tell me you bet a $3,000 to win a $100 bet.
Yeah, we can probably track it down. It was in 2006 or 2007.
Serena Williams.
Upset. It was in 2006.
Williams.
Teen or 2017.
Loses to.
I don't remember the girl's name. That's, you're never going to be able to find it.
To Pocket.
No, I made that up. You're not going to be able to find it.
What tournament was it? Do you know that?
No, there's no telling.
Loses to Pacquiao?
No, I made that up. But back in the day when she didn't lose.
Serena, I mean, you tell me to look it up, then you tell me I'm not going to be able to look it up.
We need a production.
Loses.
Team.
Win. Minus 3,000 favorite. I'm just trying to. Yeah, anything.
That would actually maybe pull it up.
Roberta Vincia.
Probably.
Wait. September 11th, 2015.
No, it wasn't 2015.
Oh, my God.
Because we had. No! It could have been. Because I was with Baszler.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. That could have been it.
I don't know. But yes, dude, we do have a birthday party tomorrow. I will tell you that it's a kid in the neighborhood. And we got invited. And my kids have never played with this kid. So I don't know how we're on the invite list. My wife knows his wife, or knows the mom, I guess, not his wife. And they've never said, hey, you guys, we should get together and have a play date. We should guys hang out and the kids play. Just, hey, my kid is turning 5. You want to come to his birthday party? Cool. So we'll be there.
Interesting the parents roll over, too. It makes sense.
Oh, at that age, yes.
It's a parents' affair,
I think at about 6 or 7 is when you start just dropping off and leaving.
Bro, Baszler's been going to these neighbor things, but it's been all women, so I'm like, because it was a chance that husbands were going to be invited.
Yeah, no, that's how you're going to meet friends in the country, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
that way you don't have to sit there and think about your mortality by yourself.
Bro, I'll meet him in time. But she's now gone to like 2 teas. And the last one, she goes, hey, I think the husbands are coming. And then last second, she goes, oh, it's just ladies. I'm like, thank God.
Oh.
Thank God.
Dude.
Thank God. No. A gender is male. Not coming.
I will tell you, my wife.
Look at here. I'll pull my pants down. Not a female. Not coming.
She got me good 2.5 years ago. She said, hey.
Ray, it was in the bedroom.
We're having a meetup at the playground tomorrow with our oldest son's class. And we're going to bring donuts and it's going to be a whole thing. I'm like, all right, cool. So we get up 9 a.m. drive to the park, have the donuts, get out there.
You don't go to Dunkin' Donuts anymore.
Huh?
You said you worked at Dunkin'
Donuts. I said I didn't eat donuts for a long time.
You don't eat donuts
anymore. I said I didn't eat donuts for a long time.
You said it on the Bag Show.
I said I didn't eat them for a long time. And we get there. It is me, my wife, and 5 other moms.
Oh, you see, Dad wasn't supposed to come.
My wife was like, oh, I thought dads were coming too. My fault. I was like, okay, just awkward.
Hey, how's it going, Victoria?
Yeah, they're all like, why did you bring your husband? This is supposed to be girl time.
What are your work hangers? I mean hours.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's get out of here. I'm tired.
Dude, they don't do that meetup at my park back on the west side. It's the under the bridge people.
Oh, yeah. I understand that.
Ray, in my part of town, it's nice parks.
All right, Arnold, have a good weekend.
Okay. I'm going to use rubbers.
Yeah, and we out of here. I don't know. That was a bad pod.
It was a bad pod, but you know what? Those are usually the best ones. And thanks to...
I still can't hear anything.
Thanks to everybody who watched.
Hey, truckers. Any truckers?
No, I've hit it too many times.
What about farmers?
Yep, they're right here. Guys, if you watched the YouTube video, thank you. It was our biggest one yet. We got 5,000 views in one night. I woke up and just about shit myself.
Okay.
Because that's a lot, dude.
Yeah. We are the swordlosers at gmail.com. Have a good weekend.
I told
Tennessee -3 tonight. Let's go.
Against Creighton.
That's your bet.
Thank you. Even though Kevin in the hall said Creighton's going to win it all, and I said, what are you talking about? They're the team least likely to win.
Did you tell him you want to bet?
No. Bet him instead of betting websites?
Yeah, I'll bet him.
Different odds? That's called doing what Otani's interpreter did.
Dude, okay.
Wait, hold on. What was I damn going to say?
I don't know.
Betting... Baszler. Oh, I told Boomer, I said, hey, at the resort, will you go on into the resort room where they have like a business center? I said, go on to every computer and look at the YouTube video. So maybe that's how we got the views.
Maybe. Shohei. There is no way he wasn't betting.
Have you seen the video that's been coming out?
Where he's throwing the baseball
and it looks like he's betting on the baseball of whether it's going to land on the step or not.
There is no way he was not part of the betting. Because
well, the thing that doesn't make damn sense... is that his name was on it, the wire transfer of $5 million, and he didn't know about it. He said he was robbed. There's no way in today's world you can transfer. Dude, you know how many steps we had to transfer? $5,000?
Why would your interpreter?
I had to go to the damn office and show my blood type. My father-in-law is there saying, here's my ID. Here's my wife's ID. Here's Baser's ID. Here's my ID. Bro, there's no way $5 million can get stolen and wire transferred without Shohei knowing. That's what's the lie. And we'll come right back. Good tease, Ray.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, there's no way. And how does the interpreter have access to his account? Plus, there is no way a bookie is saying, hey, man, you know what? I'm going to need proof of employment because there's no way they're just going to give you a $4 million or $5 million
Marker.
An illegal bookie.
Yeah, guys, casinos don't give you a million.
They make
and
you...
And there's a bookie in town that gives you a $5 million marker?
There's no shot
there
unless
is.
You can
there
prove that you have the backing of something.
Right. Well, and there, the guy, the local guy, will if Otani's connected.
100%.
He's
but,
not giving Joe Schmo a $5 million marker. It makes no sense.
Let me tell you how deep.
Because Dana White talks about it all the time. He gets $1 million marker.
Let me tell you how deep.
There's some casinos he can't go to because he can't get $1 million.
The Major League Baseball investigation, MLB investigation is going to be this. Oh, interpreter said it was all him. Cool. End of investigation. You know why?
He's the
because Shohei
player,
is the biggest thing
in baseball.
And he has too much money, so there is going to be no resolution. They're going to find no Shohei betting, nothing. He is going to be clear and free to go play baseball for the Dodgers and bring in all that money. The investigation is going to last all of 2 seconds. It's already over. He was definitely involved. I don't know. It just seems so fishy, but maybe the guy had access to his account, and that's what he showed the bookie, like, look, this is all my money. And the guy was like, okay, cool. But it seems so fishy, seems so weird. All right.
Also, Shohei, say you have a money guy.
Yeah.
You give him access to your account that has your new contract of $85 million.
Right.
I mean, don't you give them access to your side account? Like, people that have money, people. I don't have a money person. You actually give them, like, Baser has like a side account.
No,
before we got married.
No, you can't have a.
Right, and then we have a savings
you
account.
Can't, who gives? Right, you just give your money to someone.
But I'm
there
saying,
ain't no damn way.
And Baser has a save. We have a savings account. I mean, there's no way you give somebody access to your main account, right? Like, the dude logs in and it says $85 million.
No,
there's no way, right?
No, no.
It's a side account that your business person pays for stuff with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no way there's $5 million in that side account. But there's still the other investigation, the feds. I mean, it's illegal to bet in California. The interpreter is going to go to jail. And Ohtani, if he's at all connected, he could face jail time because you can't bet with a bookie, especially those large amounts of money. That's what gets you jail time.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't.
They're not worried about Marco in San Diego betting $200 on the Padres game this afternoon. They don't care about that.
No, they care about the big.
A $5 million ring of where you're betting and you have a marker and a bookie.
Ugh. All right. Have a good weekend. I don't know if we already buzzed, but we'll do it again.
Dude, it'll be a good weekend. A lot of baseball. Boomer and Maria, Muff and Baser and all them, we're hanging out all Saturday. Hopefully we'll be able to watch some games together, maybe take them to the golf course.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I kind of want to do a YouTube video of me and Boomer playing.
You have
each
to.
Other, but I got to find a hoop. What do? Go on a kid's playground?
Yeah, why not? Why would you not?
At an elementary school?
Yeah, that's fine. School's out, dude. It ain't a big deal.
All right, get on the ground. Put you and your basketball on the ground. Get on your knees. Boomer, he's in high school. Get on the ground.
No, you're allowed to go.
That's illegal, isn't it? You can't just go on a kid's playground.
Yes.
You're telling me I could go to your meetup playground without a kid?
Yes. If you're playing basketball, that's what the basketball court is for.
I got
to meet up.
Is that not a good YouTube? Have Baser film it. Me and Boomer play to five.
Yeah, I think that's a great video. Have her be the ref, too.
Okay.
All right. That's so bad.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.